If you meet someone during the early part of the day, what do you say is a greeting?
Good morning.
How long does morning last?
Last till lunchtime.
And then what do you have?
Then you have afternoon.
And then what?
Then evening, then dusk, and then night.
When does evening begin?
Evening begins different times of day at different times of year. It's usually when it's just about ready to start getting dusk, then it's evening. So if you said, I would say evening starts in the summertime about 7 o'clock. In the wintertime, it starts about 4:30.
How long does it last?
Till dark.
So just an hour or so?
Oh, a couple of hours maybe. However, there is a distinction in that if I said, come over this evening, I would mean come over early tonight, probably in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
I would not make the distinction of how dark it was if I were inviting someone over. If I said, come over this evening after supper, I would expect them to come about 7:30 or 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. If not until 9.
Right. And I would consider that 9 was really stretching evening a bit.
If you were leaving someone's house after dark, you'd tell them,
good night.
And you say, last year I got 20 bushels to the acre. This year I got 40. So this year's crop is exactly?
Double last year's.
Or what is it?
Twice as much. Twice as good.
And sometimes you feel you get your good luck just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes all?
At once.
Huh?
All at once.
And now can you start counting slowly?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Okay. And the number after 19?
20.
And 26?
27.
And 29?
30.
And 39?
40.
And 69?
70.
And 99?
100.
And 999?
1,000.
And 10 times 100,000 is 1?
1,000,000. 1,000,000.
And if there's some people standing in line, the person at the head of the line is the?
First in line.
And behind him is the?
Second.
Keep going.
Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth,
okay.
11th.
And now what's your name the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down would be called a
cloudburst, thunderstorm. If it were really a terribly strong rainstorm, you might say it's a gully washer.
And if there's thunder and lightning, it'd be a
thunderstorm.
What if it's raining but not too hard? It's a
shower, a light rain.
Anything else?
No, I don't think so. I think I'd say it's a shower.
What if it lasts, say, all day?
If it's coming down lightly all day, it's a drizzle. And we have a lot of those, too, in the winter.
What if it's just a few drops coming down and then it quits?
A sprinkle.
Okay. How's that different from a shower?
A sprinkle is lighter, and you would see the individual drops, and they wouldn't be as big. You'd say, well, it's just sprinkling,
mm-hmm.
meaning that you could go out and you would feel drops, but you wouldn't get wet. If you went out in a shower, you'd get wet.
What if it's real fine and you hardly see?
That's more like a drizzle or a mist or a fog.
Okay, and a day like that you'd call a
foggy, misty, drizzly day.
And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you'd say you're having a
drought. And we also say drought, and there's no distinction between them, and I would say either one. So we're having a terrible drought this summer, or we are having an awful drought. I think I heard drought more as a child than I have recently. Usually I hear drought nowadays.
What about dry spell?
Yeah, you can have a dry spell.
Which